around the world right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Good morning and welcome to Travel World once again with the nice tones of Sex on the Beach. See, those we're trying to replace the tones that we use normally when we go for lead outs. We were working on that one. And back in studio, we have the one and only Chad. Welcome back, Chad.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm a professional, by the way.
I heard that your racing team did very, very well last week.
Yeah, we managed to get second and third place at down in Mid-Ohio and Lexington, and we're all very happy about it.
All because of the hands of Chad. Way to go.
Yeah, thanks.
And today we have in studio with us Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and a special guest we'll introduce later on. And we have Bill Stoneman coming up as well from the Expos.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about some of those places and events that have sort of stand out in his memory over the past 30 years. Expo is celebrating their 30th anniversary this year.
And we love the Montreal Expos, do not. So last week we were in Waterbury, Vermont. Now, wow, what a trip. That really put the place on the map for us.
Yes, and next week we'll be talking with Len Vignola. He'll be talking to us about the Waterbury and Stowe areas and all the great things. It's a great central part of Vermont where you're within like 20, 30 miles of everything that there is to see and do. A lot of great places to eat, and a lot of great places to go for outdoor activities as well.
Well, that place really lives up to that old Dave Wattsism, eh? So close to home, yet so undiscovered. I mean, it really is.
Yes, it really is. A lot of people turn off the interstate, and they're heading straight to Stowe, but the nice place to stay is Waterbury, and you can still go to Stowe, but you're in an area which isn't as commercialized, and, you know, you're also near Waitsfield and Warren, those traditional New England-style towns, and, as I mentioned, great places to eat as well.
And you'd be surprised, but not all these bed and breakfasts are really full up for the fall foliage season.
There are still some rooms. People have to be flexible. Go in the middle of the week. It's just like that article which is in today's Gazette about how people complain about the frequent flyer programs. That's because people are not flexible. For example, everyone wants to go December 20th after 3 p.m. and come back on January 5th. Well, you know, I can tell you right now the answer. There's no seats for free tickets, and there's no seats at low fares even now 6 months away. Be flexible. For example, going to Toronto, you can't find a seat to Pearson, go to Toronto Island. Of course, you can also save your admission to Canada's Wonderland afterwards because you will have gone on the roller coaster ride on the Dash 8. you can also, you know, going to Washington National Airport, Dulles, Baltimore, Washington Airport. There's a choice of airports. Be flexible as well in the number of seats you want on one flight. I had a fellow this week said, oh, I want to take all my family, 5-10 people on one flight. Well, what does he want? The whole aircraft to be given for free? Split five on
Send
one
a
flight.
Fax.
Yes. Yes, you know, to take a course at Ryerson. But the what you can do is...
What course would that be? The how to recognize the word free in 100 different languages?
Yes, some people who have told me that they can't understand or they act like they can't understand a word of English miraculously when they see that word.
Complimentary.
There's all the words, other words that can be used to describe the same thing.
Sure.
But people want to go on the same flight. And what's wrong with taking 5 people on 9 o'clock, 5 people on the 10 o'clock? I don't know. You know, you just have to look at it and be flexible. But there are some problems with those programs. I found that the Canadian Airlines program is probably tougher to find seats on than the Air Canada program. But the problem with the Air Canada one is when it comes to their partners. You know, when you want to try to redeem to go on United or on Varig, they try to give the preference to their own customers, so these international alliances quite often backfire in that regard. You just can't find the seats. You may earn the points flying that carrier, but try to redeem on United or Varig, and once you take your ticket with them, it's non-changeable, can't do anything, whereas if you were just flying on Air Canada services themselves, you can make a change on a frequent flyer ticket. So, you know, flexibility, as in many things in life, is the key to success.
More in Waterbury, actually. We went down with a group of terrific people, as a matter of fact, some other people from the station, Stephen, myself, went down, in addition to Sophie Viancourt from Tourism Plus our two lucky contest winners, Maureen and Helen. Thanks again for coming by. They won by answering that world-famous question, who gives the best massage in Montreal? It would be Chad the engineer himself. It's too bad he wasn't here to hear those calls, but we'll play the clip while he's here sometime. And We had a great time when we went down there because Len is so welcoming. It's not just any old bed and breakfast. Len is kind of like the center of town. He knows everybody.
Oh, yes.
Everybody knows him, but he's respected.
Yes.
And he turned this place into not just any old bed and breakfast. It is, like, super luxurious. And it's not expensive either. It's like, the same or a little bit below the price of any other bed and breakfast. But the food is incredible. It's, like, super-duper first class. And what
makes it is the people. Len, his wife, his daughter. Whatever you need, they are there to help you out. Suggestions on what to do in the area, satisfy your dietary requirements. There's snacks, there's drinks, there's breakfast included, you know, three-course breakfast, fresh fruit and fresh pastries and omelet and pancakes, French toast. I mean, it was great.
Oh, and of course the dog, Lady the Golden Retriever. Because, you see, you don't go down there to be anonymous. I mean, if you want to do that, there's the other hotel there that you can go to just down the road. But, of course, if you want, you go to Len's place. You'll get to know them. They're incredible people. The place is like a museum. He's got books on fine arts. He's got books on baseball, including he's got original memorabilia from the Brooklyn Dodgers, like a baseball from 1955.
Yes, signed by Pee Wee Reese and other players of that era, yes.
Lucky some people didn't walk off with that kind of stuff. But I would say the fun part, I mean, he leaves, like, board games and stuff lying around. And, hey, for fun, what we did one evening just before retiring is we all took out an old copy of Trivial Pursuit. And we had a great time playing that. But what was the most fun was when we met Sophie. Sophie, of course, she does very well with her English, better than some of my friends with their French, obviously. But she's a great sport, got a great sense of humor, but sometimes you can't understand her, which is why we made her read all the questions. Because we're just laughing, trying to figure out what she said.
That's part of the fun of the game. You know, if you could understand what was being said, you had were halfway...
Halfway towards
the answer.
Yeah, you know the question part. Well, we then started making her read all kinds of stuff. We had to read the brochure and had this little video camera with me, and I asked her to tape this little bit from that movie Dirty Harry with Clint Eastwood. So we call it, here's the scene, you know, at the end where Dirty Harry's bearing down on the guy, he's pointing the gun at the guy's head, and he goes, "I know what you're thinking, punk." And we want to hear Sophie's version. I thought it was so funny that I wanted to actually put it on my own copy of the Dirty Harry tape because it's better. Roll the clip.
"I know what you're thinking, punk. Didn't he fire six shots or only five? Well, you know, with all this excitement, I kinda lost track myself. But this being a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and it would blow your head clean off. You gotta ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well,
and that would be Sophie. Better stop the CD. No, she had a good sense of humor. She knew we were going to do this, so, you know, it's...
We will maybe make it a regular feature. 1 week we can have Sophie read a Trivial Pursuit question on the air. Next week Cynthia Fodor can teach us how to speak Pittsburghese. So.
Probably give away two prizes. One for someone who actually understands the question, and number two for someone who can actually come up with the answer. So we'll give away some Pizza Danini pizza for that. Anyway, Sophie, we're just kidding. And just like our famous Chad the Engineer, we got stuff coming up for Chad. We got The Hands of Chad, episode 2, which we had last week. We did a little bit of production work on it, as well as the Chad Baby Oil commercial, which will be airing following the break. So time to take a break.
Throughout the world, we'll continue another holiday. Hunting your dead.
D-I-Q-C, Montreal.
You know, lighting is usually last on the home decorating list. I have customers who come in looking for lighting, and they don't know what they want. They say, "Maurice, there's a problem." I love a problem. You have a problem? I'm here to solve it. And I can show you lighting solutions you may have never imagined.
At Union Lighting and Home, discover the beauty of lighting and the unique styling of our home furnishings and decor collection.
When you care enough about giving someone what they need, you know you've done your job. It's what I do.
Union Lighting and Home, Decariot Royal Mount. Welcome home.
Under the summer sun, we have a lot of fun. And when the weather's hot, beer can really hit the spot. Hola, all you beer drinkers out there. Juan Weather here to invite you to a cool spot close by. Provisoire Couche-Tard is so cool that when the temperature drops, so does the price of the beer. Hola!
A 24 case of Molson Dry Labatt Blue and Blue Dry is only $18.51 at Provisoire Couche-Tard, Quebec's leading convenience store network.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956 and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC, BC, San Antonio, in the Liberty Town, Boston and a Baton Rouge.
Better rock and roll. We're back. AM 600 CIQC. Well, I'm back as Stephen Pickford, and our special guest in studio we'll introduce after the 45. And we have in studio, of course, Chad the engineer, once again controlling the show. But we did a bit of impromptu Hands of Chad episodes. We've got more coming up for you the next time you're in town after you've done race. Where's your next race, Chad?
We're going up to Minneapolis.
Oh, cool. Okay. So you're going to go to the Mall of America and throw over all the Hells Angels bikes?
Yeah. We'll see. I'll probably just pass out and that's it.
Okay. Well, anyway, so we've got a little commercial there for Chad Baby Oil. So I guess Eli's not around to laugh at this. What was that?
Which number is that?
Would be cut number 3. Oh.
Want to go now?
Yeah, may as well play it now.
Might as well.
Mmm, honey, your skin is so soft. I never noticed before.
That's because I started using the Chad Baby Oil, and it makes my skin so soft and supple.
Uh-huh.
Now you can maintain that fresh from a massage session with Chad feeling all day long. Chad Baby Oil is being clinically tested, and both dermatologists and massage therapists approve it. On his new product, Chad had this to say.
If I get fired, I'm taking you all down with me.
Wrong clip, you idiot. Chad Baby Oil, new from Smithson & Smithson, available at your local pharmacy today.
So that was the famous baby oil commercial. And we have another episode of Hands of Chad. Those who remember the Hands of Chad episode number 1, Mr. Smith got to see Chad. So roll cut number 6, Chad.
By the way, I am taking you guys down with me.
Boys, bring them in right here.
Whoa, what the heck is all this? Wait, stop. You can't bring those in here.
Are you Chad, the one who gives the best massage in Montreal?
Well, obviously not. This is Massage Depot. Look, Chad's not in today, and you can't put those there. There's no room.
Does he really give the best massage in Montreal?
Of course he does. He won the award, didn't he? And besides, we here at Massage Depot only hire the best. Look, could you bring those over to Chad's place? I'll give you his address.
No can do, sir. Been there. No answer. I was told to come here.
Okay, what the heck am I going to do with all of these? You know, ever since Chad won the best massage in the city, it's been one surprise after another. Are there many more of those?
Another truckload.
Another truckload?
Well, the person who sent these must really like Chad a whole lot. I mean, a whole lot of Chad going around, it seems. Chad. Chad. So, what do you want me to do with the rest?
Okay, I guess I'll have to put them in the back for now.
Oh, here, I forgot. A little note of appreciation was sent along.
Dear Chad, I really, really enjoyed my time with you. I loved feeling your hands on me. You definitely deserve the best massage in the city. I'll be sure to tell all my friends about you. Yours truly, a very satisfied customer. This is crazy. It's one thing to really appreciate service, but this is ridiculous. Say, who sent these anyway? Probably Mrs. Johnson, right? She's always doing stuff like this. Only this time she's really outdone herself. It was her, wasn't it?
Actually, it wasn't Mrs. Johnson. It was sent all the way from Toronto. Mr. Smith? Mr. Smith once again strikes again. Yes. At the Massage Depot. So, Chad, what do you think?
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it a whole lot. This is really great.
Okay, well, he does appreciate that. So, anyway, we have a special guest coming up, Bill Stolman from the Expos, talking about his travels. And that was sent in from special guests for a special request by some of our listeners. So if you want more episodes of Chad, just be sure to give us an email at travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
You can also fax us during the week or anytime, 24 hours a day, 624-8887.
And if you have any ideas for episodes of The Hands of Chad, just fax them in because, or send them in by email. And ones we actually use on the air, we'll give you a Pizza Danini coupon. So how about that?
Maybe we'll send you for your own massage at Luxocor.
Well, that may be, yes, yes. Maybe Mr. Smith would like that, and I think he likes Chad too much.
Right.
So, Chad, how about you raise Bill on the air? There we go. So.
Yeah, we get him on the line, and we'll talk about some of those travel experiences. That's always the fun part of Travel World each week, is to listen to people from close at home and far away talking about their different experiences. We all have a different outlook on the world around us.
Well, it's kind of fun. We go down, there's always kind of dumb stuff that happens, silly things that we all do, and we like to relate that. I mean, it's a little bit better than average. Well, guess who
we
got on the line?
We've got Bill Stolman on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine here this morning. Nice sunny day. It's summer weather finally.
Boy, is it ever.
So, 30 years of baseball in Montreal, and I'm sure you have a lot of funny experiences and memorable experiences on the travel side of things.
Well, we've done a lot of travel. I guess the odd strange experience has happened. I might start by saying I met my wife on a flight.
Okay. That makes it a memorable flight.
How'd you meet your wife on a flight, Bill?
Well, we were in our first season here in Montreal, and actually opened the season on the road in New York, and played three games there, went to Chicago for three, and after a Sunday game in Chicago, we were headed back to Montreal. And I pitched that day against the Cubs, lost the game, and actually had pitched pretty well, but came out in the ninth inning with two outs in the ninth inning and a runner on base, and we ended up losing the game, and I'm not a happy camper.
Oh, no.
And anyway, as it turned out, I had played with the Cubs prior to the Expos, so their radio folks wanted to talk to me on their post-game show, and so did Dave Van Horn and Russ Taylor want me on the Expos post-game show. So I did a couple of post-game shows, got back into the clubhouse and to shower and shave and get dressed and try to grab a bite to eat, but by the time I got back, the food was gone, because I'd been delayed by the radio shows, and I was probably the hungriest guy on the club.
And you hate it when about those radio people, eh? They
well, they delay
you.
Everything gets blamed on radio people.
Oh, yeah, but anyway, so I wasn't too happy, and particularly about the game. And we had a charter flight. It was an Air Canada DC-9 that was going to bring us into Montreal in April of 1969 to play our first ever game played at Jerry Park and the first ever Major League game played outside of the United States. When I got on the plane, I was still steaming a bit, sat in the last row of the plane and on the aisle and
the Burt Jager seat.
Didn't want anybody sitting next to me. Just didn't want to talk to anybody. And the plane got in the air and then they started serving meals on the flight, and as fate would have it, somehow they started serving from the back of the plane. Well, I was the first guy to be fed, and I was famished.
I'm good.
And by the time I think the stewardess had passed out four or five more meals, mine was gone.
Oh, my.
So, we can relate to that.
So I asked her, I said, look, if there's another one left over, you know, I'd appreciate having another one. She didn't even wait. I had another one and started talking to the stewardess, and turned out we started dating and ended up getting married.
Oh, Stephen's dream coming true. How about that?
But it was, you know, doing a lot of travel, you have some, you go through everything when you travel, and whether it's bumpy flights when you hit rocky weather, and I remember a flight into Chicago once where we were diverted from O'Hare, and we were the last plane allowed to land. We were going in to play the Cubs. We're the last plane allowed to land, and they diverted us from O'Hare, sent us to Midway.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, things were falling out of everywhere on that flight, but the pilot did a great job, got her on the ground, and got a standing ovation from everybody, and they closed the airport as soon as we were on the ground.
Wow.
It's times like that that you just, I guess, count your lucky blessings that nothing else happened.
Well, we were lucky, but, you know, we trust the folks who are making the decisions, and you have to. And, you know, we had some white-knuckle flyers even in the best of times. Rusty Staub never liked to fly, and
oh, yeah?
He was on that flight, and he was not the most comfortable guy on the flight, I'll tell you that. But it was good. We made it and played our games with the Cubs, and thankfully I can't remember another one like that one.
Right. Sometimes some people seem to have all the luck to get every time they fly, they end up with a bumpy flight, and other people, they can fly numerous times for 20, 30 years, and everything goes smoothly. I guess it's luck of the draw.
Well, when you, I guess when you travel as much as you do if you're in professional sports, and, you know, people know we travel a lot and have to travel on a very tight timetable, and because there really isn't much time, especially in baseball, to get from one city to the next, because you're playing every day, that the travel is such an important element of your business. You know, people don't pay a lot of attention to it, but if we have an hour delay...
That's a big deal, yeah.
It's major to us because it cuts in to the sleep that the players get, and it can affect your performance on the field.
That's for sure.
Right, people have to realize that on-time performance is even more important. You know, you don't want to get in at 5 in the morning and then have to, you know, play a day game the same day.
Well, you know, it has happened where you've had
right.
to do that, and we ran into a little snafu going into Atlanta just on the last trip, and kind of hung around the airport for a while and finally got to our hotel, I guess. Guys got into bed about 5 in the morning or so, and we had a game with the Braves, and as it turned out, we beat them. So,
well, that was good, at least that. But Bill, what were some of the other, I mean, how do the Expos do it now? I mean, do you have a chartered plane, or is it, I mean, you're not flying commercially, obviously.
We put, this year we have a 37 flight schedule, and as soon as we know our schedule, know where we've got to go and what time we have to depart, et cetera, we put it out for bid. That's normally done roughly December 1, that it goes, schedule goes out to bid. And it goes out to the major commercial carriers, those who do charter service as well, and it goes out to the charter companies, but it's a charter bid. In other words, it is very rare where our schedule will even permit us to use a commercial flight. They just don't fit in. We wait for the bids to come back and award the bids out. And you know, some companies or some ball teams, for example, the Atlanta Braves, happen to be right there in Delta's largest hub and pretty much fly exclusively with Delta. With the Expos, we don't have that luxury, so we scatter our business around. We look at the bids as they come in and award contracts on a bid basis. But it's all charter travel.
Bill, can you hold that thought? We've got to talk about pizza and
great
come
pizza.
Back after the break.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Great pizza here in Montreal. One number to call for that great pizza. Pizza Donini, 383-6031. Locations in Greater Montreal. And it's not just pizza. It's real great pizza and a whole lot more. Chicken wings, Italian cuisine, submarines. You can call now, 383-6000. It's 1131 in Montreal, and your piping hot, oven-fresh, Montreal-style pizza will be at your door in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Chad, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC, Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
It's moving season again, and Louis Martineau invites you to stop by for a copy of their new June flyer. You'll find a whole selection of products that defy the competition, like the KitchenAid washer, offered at only $549 after rebate. Buy now and pay only in June 99. Plus, get a chance to win a 1998 new Beetle, courtesy of Otto Stolz, located at 13255 Sherbrooke East. Louis Martineau, where quality always meets low prices.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
CIQC.
On the radio, we're back with Travel World. Willem back is Stephen Pickford and Chad, the engineer in the booth, who we're wondering with whether Chad gave Kim Campbell a massage yet.
I don't do politicians.
With good reason. So we're talking today with Bill Stoneman from the Expos, and Stephen, you're going to ask Bill a few questions.
Yes. Now we talk about traveling during the season. When the season comes to an end, what type of travel interests you? Places that you've been on a personal basis.
Well, normally, you know, Stephen, the baseball schedule for somebody like me runs 12 months. And so I'd normally have to fit my travel or vacation time in the month of November. We generally have meetings so up until the 10th or maybe even the 15th of November. But right after that's normally when Diane and I go somewhere. Last November, we decided we wanted to try South America, and we wanted to try a very different type of a thing and really get with the people in Ecuador. So we hopped on a flight and went down to Ecuador. Actually met in Miami because I was in Arizona for meetings. Diane left from here, but we met in Miami and flew to Quito and toured Ecuador for a little while before flying back. We've been to Dominican. We've been to a number of the island destinations, St. Martin, and they all kind of run together.
But after
right
you
now.
Go to too many, they all start to blend into one. If you could pick one place that really stands out in your memory as a place that you would return to tomorrow if you were given the chance.
Cabo. We really enjoyed, and this goes back, what, 3 years ago, I guess, or four. We went to Cabo San Lucas, right at the tip of Baja California, on the west coast of Mexico, right down on the peninsula there.
Right.
And I had met a fellow who has become a very good friend who had a hotel in Mazatlan. And we were in Mazatlan, Mexico, which is kind of across the Sea of Cortez from directly across from Cabo. And I'd met this fellow, stayed in his hotel, beautiful place, and he built a place in Cabo and invited us down and all this, and finally we found time to go down and stay there for a week. Cabo was interesting because you're in Mexico and you can kind of live the old style and eat in the old style restaurants and do that sort of stuff. But it's also pretty comfortable. A lot of people from the Western U.S. and Western Canada have put money in places down there, and so there are some really nice hotels down there, and there's a lot of golf and tennis. I'm not really a golfer, but it's there for those who are. But we really enjoyed Cabo.
And one thing that's great in the Cabo area is deep sea fishing. That's very popular with a lot of people from Southern California to head down there and from all over America to take deep sea fishing charters.
Well, fishing is a major thing down there. And in fact, this friend of mine, this hotel owner friend of mine, has a large boat and fished. I guess they have this famous Marlin Derby down there. Maybe there's more than one of them, but he won the darn thing. Had this, I don't know, it was a 600 or 700 pound fish or something like that that he caught. But there's a lot of fishing. This hotel owner friend of mine has a large boat and fished. I guess they have this famous Marlin Derby down there. Maybe there's more than one of them, but he won the darn thing. Had this, I don't know, it was a 600 or 700 pound fish or something like that that he caught. But there's a lot of fishing down there. That's a major, major industry. Sport fishing is, as well as commercial.
Right. Are you a fisherman? Do you enjoy doing fishing? You mentioned you had gone on a fishing expedition to New Brunswick once.
Well, love fishing. You know, unfortunately, baseball is a summer thing, and so is fishing in Canada. So I don't get to do enough of it, but I love it. We were invited a couple of years, I guess. We went in July, Atlantic salmon fishing on the Restigouche. We were the guests of the New Brunswick government, and it was all really arranged by the Governor General, Romeo LeBlanc, who is from New Brunswick, and we had a lot of fun there with the fellow who was at that time the premier for New Brunswick, Frank McKenna, who is just a fine person. Really had a lot of fun with the Governor General, his wife, and Frank and his wife, and a fellow named Alan Graham and his wife. And I mean, the wives went. We just had a ball. And it's nice. We did this in July during the All-Star break for a couple of years, and it's a nice way to break the baseball season.
Yes, that's certainly true. What type of restaurants or hotels capture your attention when you go away? A particular style of hotel or restaurant that you like to frequent?
Well, you know, I don't like the glitter that a lot of people like. I like going to the places where the locals eat, where the locals stay, and I mean, if you're going to travel somewhere, I mean, my theory is you try to learn as much about the local culture and local environment as you can, and the best way to do is to be with them and try to be like them and learn as much about them. So whatever you know, when you're in Ecuador, we hit restaurants that the tourists weren't at. We hit restaurants that the Ecuadorians were at, and stayed in the smaller places where, you know, some of the locals would stay. And we try to do that wherever we go. So that's really what I like. There's not a particular type of food. I mean, I like food, any kind, and a nice wine with a dinner. But, you know, shoot, as long as it's good and as long as it's, you know, a healthy food, a clean restaurant, I prefer a local flavor.
Right, because I mean, that way you get into the whole culture of the destination. Otherwise, you know, whether you're in, you know, Des Moines or whether you're in Ecuador, otherwise there would be no difference. So I think that's part of the experience you have to impart into a travel getaway.
Well, that's what we look for. And, geez, I remember once, years ago, back when I was playing ball and it had a terrible season here, playing-wise, in 1970. And Diane and I had only been married a little over, well, about a year, I guess, at that time, and maybe not even a year by then. But we said, look, if we're ever going to go to Europe, let's go now. We don't have any kids or anybody to worry about back home. Didn't have much money either, but that really didn't matter. And And we stayed where the locals, you know, we went over to Europe, landed in Frankfurt, Germany, bought a Volkswagen, which we'd arranged for over here, and ended up having it shipped back here. So we drove Europe for 6 weeks and never stayed in a large hotel, always in smaller places. And
like bed and breakfasts and stuff like that?
Like that, or, and I guess they call them pensions over there, but that's what they were for the most part. But I remember a hotel, a particular hotel, and not the name of it, but in Madrid. We stayed in Madrid for, well, maybe 3 or 4 nights, and you'd never know that the hotel was even there. We found it in a little guidebook that we had, and it was on the 7th or 8th floor of an office tower. And we went up the elevator and really kind of wondered. We were going up with our luggage, and we were going up with people in business suits who weren't going to the hotel, you know. But we got off on the floor, and by golly, there was the hotel, 7 or 8 floors up. And I found that kind of unique. You know, the kind of stuff we like to do is very different maybe than a lot of people like to do.
Well, I think that's why, again, what makes travel so special is that there's undoubtedly something for everyone and everyone's tastes when you'd go away. 10 different people can go to the same destination and get something different out of it based on their own individual interests.
Well, you know, that's right. I mean, and you can all get together, even if you go with friends who stay in different hotels than you or whatever. You can get together and do things together at night, and then go do your own separate things during the day. I mean, when you travel, I mean, it's whatever's available to you is kind of as open as your imagination is.
Well, I couldn't say it better, Earl. I want to thank you, Bill Stoneman, for joining us this morning on Travel World here on AM 600. Much appreciated.
Well, Stephen, I've enjoyed it, too. I love travel, as you probably can tell.
Yes.
I appreciate
thanks.
The interest.
That's great. Thanks for joining us, Bill, and we like to voice our support for the Expos. You know, we believe Downtown Stadium. We wish you every success and hope everything goes well for you.
Well, we thank you. We're hoping to get this one done, and still hoping for everybody from the city that we're going to be here for a long time.
Well, definitely. We love our Expos. Bill, thank you so much for joining us, and we'd like to have you back anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, bye now.
Bye.
So, Steve, that was a terrific conversation with Bill Stoneman. What we have following the break is a very special guest in studio, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of travels.
All
that,
kinds of different things,
been doing.
Different travels, and talking about a place I visited yesterday out on the West Island. That's a West Island institution. So
a West Island institution.
A West Island institution.
Okay, well, definitely.
We'll be talking about that when we return.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
This is Aaron Rand for Cavendish Mall, where Dad's Day is your chance to save and get a special gift. That's right. Anything you buy Dad at Cavendish Mall could get you a free gift from Cavendish Mall. As a matter of fact, any purchase at any store for over $25 qualifies you for that special gift. So for Dad's Day, why not check out some of the great stores, including Ralph's Menswear, Canadian Tire, The Gap, Roots, Kohl's, and so many more. Dad's Day at Cavendish Mall. They have something for your dad and a free gift, too. Cavendish Mall, Cavendish and Kildare, Côte Saint-Luke.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance. Stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Dragley Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagley, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Working for the weekend. Here we are on Travel World, segment number 4.
Yes, and, going down to the wire, another 10 minutes on Travel World this Saturday.
Yeah, so we had Bill Stillman on. I'm checking through Stephen's 1972 Expo magazine.
Yes, I think I can pretty well find anything in the basement. I remember going to Jerry Park. I think
it was
the 71, 72 season, down to Jerry Park in August, watching Bill pitch. It was against the Reds. Don Gullett was on the mound for the Reds. I still have my scorecard from that game and my little in my childish writing. So I was getting experience for today. I still
what
childish.
Kinds of stats on Bill and everything. Here he is, right number 26, Bill Stillman. Got pictures of him pitching and everything like that. And it even has a picture of our very own Keith Randall in the, we then had a traffic helicopter.
Yes, in 1970s orange.
It is. Oh,
yes,
boy.
I think they still have the shag carpets in orange at the Banff Springs Hotel when I was there. But that was 1990 and they hadn't got rid of them, so.
Is that the trip where Vic got that room that...
Oh, that didn't have any heat and the next room didn't have any water? Yes.
Yeah, talk about somebody with absolutely no luck in the world. So,
but we talking about luck. There is, if you've got relatives coming in. I know, Willem, if you have, if you had to put up some people and you didn't have room in your house. You have a big house. You have lots of room. But some people on the West Island, they don't want all their relatives to stay with them. And I had a chance, always passed by it, but never had a chance to really go in. When I was growing up, it was called the Pine Log Cabins. Today, it's called Chalet Beaconsfield. It's at the corner of Beaconsfield Boulevard and Woodland Avenue in Beaurepaire Village, 505 Beaconsfield Boulevard, and it's a very restful cluster of what used to be called cabins or cottages, I guess today, all remodeled to be like mini suites. So for people coming for a long-term stay on the West Island or people looking to put up friends, family, they don't have room at home, Chalet Beaconsfield is the place to call, 694-7604. Walking distance to public transportation takes them right down to downtown Montreal, walking distance to some of the stores and restaurants that are springing up in Beaurepaire Village. They're actually having the Beaurepaire Village Festival next Saturday, the 27th, as part of the celebrations in Beaconsfield going on between June 24th and July 1st. So if you're staying at Chalet Beaconsfield, if you have people coming in, if they're staying at Chalet Beaconsfield, Beaconsfield Boulevard and Woodland Avenue, they can just stroll down the street to see what's going on in Beaurepaire Village.
That's pretty good, that place out there, as well as it's a nice little village you go there. I mean, you have the Pointe Claire Village with our good friends over at Europlus Foods, and you go a little bit further west, and that's where you have that Beaconsfield Village. It's got a few people who are CIQC fans.
Yes, I think I got the highest concentration in one square block of CIQC sponsors on the island of Montreal, so...
Well, that's good. We got to have more CIQC sponsors.
Got to get more of them. So that's part of the fun. 694-7604 for Chalet Beaconsfield.
That's terrific. So we have also had pets staying over at the Langille Kennels. They had a good. They had a good time for the weekend, so we got to thank them for their wonderful service one more time, right?
Yes, Langille Kennels for your pet when you're going away. And there's some festivals and different things. And we all know about the festivals going on in Montreal, but there are other things and opening up through the province. We like to explore the province. We have to have the hidden hideaway holiday weekend getaway haunts of Heather Hiscox.
Again?
Well, okay. It was October. So
yeah, that's when we managed to call it
the hidden holiday hideaway haunts of Heather Hiscox. Yes.
So what's happening right now?
Well, there's one they've opened. opened a wool mill museum in Ulverton. I mean, we like to look at the offbeat things. It's
sure.
100% textile exposition, the only textile interpretation center in Canada. You know, we went to the Textile Museum in Lowell.
Interpretation? How does one interpret textiles?
Well,
is it like the patterns on them?
Patterns, I guess you'd have to, the history, the development, different styles, like the Lowell Textile Museum, how the different patterns evolved over years.
And well, Lowell is a nice place to go in the north of Boston area, mainly because the history. Lowell is the first industrialized city, and these are old mills. You can go there and take a tour through it, and a lot of these machines, the weavers and stuff, are still working.
Yes, I mean, the north of Boston area, Lowell, and to a lesser extent, Lawrence, which is trying to put itself back on the map, as you know, redeveloping their downtown core after many years of neglect. It's the history of the Merrimack River. Just to wander, I mean, you look at when you go to north of Boston, the variety of historical periods represented from the 1600s in Salem and the witch trial, the 1700s, the whaling industry. You go to then up to the late 1700s, 1800s, the Industrial Revolution of Lowell and Lawrence. So you have history 16, 17, 1800s.
It's all there.
All there, and just cross the border into Seabrook, and you've got the 1900s. Well, I was not talking about what your attraction is in Seabrook.
There's only one attraction in Seabrook. What are you talking about?
You can also visit the Hampton Beach.
Yeah.
We're going to be going to Hampton Beach in the month of August, the 22nd. We'll be doing our show first. The August 15th show is live from the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. We'll be and making our pilgrimage to Cynthia Fodor Land. And then the 22nd from Hampton Beach, part of Canadian Appreciation Days. And
well, that'll be really great, though. And we have some listeners going down with us as well. They won that.
The people who are have all sent in their names of the fish, the Hampton Beach fish.
What's the story behind this fish, Dave?
Well, there's a billboard at the intersection on Highway 720 leading into Montreal and just around the DeCary Interchange. And it was put up.
Yeah.
I think it's so.
Yeah, they have one now on the Met. It's the same one.
It's the same one. It varies. I think they work with Omni or Pattison, one of those companies. They keep transferring where it is in town. But it's not put up by Hampton Beach. It's put up by New Brunswick Tourism.
Believe it or not.
Yes, because they're trying to imply that, hey, and there's a whole series of them where they imply about Hampton Beach and about Cape Cod, about a number of other beach areas along the east coast of the United States, that they are cold water versus New Brunswick's warm water. Now, not exactly true. The water is about the same. It's a little bit, you know, a beach is a beach along the north coast. It's not, you have to go to PEI to get the really, really warm water because of the currents. But
they're good beaches, though.
They're good beaches. They are long beaches. They are sandy beaches. A lot of infrastructure developed along them. And it's
Cleaned regularly. It's not one of those beaches where you got seaweed all over it.
No, not a lot of seaweed, not a lot of garbage left by people, because the people care. Tourism is their way of life. And so you've got all those motels and restaurants, and Hampton Beach is a party town. And a party town, and a lot of partying goes on between you know, Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day. That's their season. And it's make or break when they, you know, if they don't have the people come back year after year. So we'll be going down there doing the show with Bob Houle, who has been up in Montreal, being in his very studio, director of marketing for the Hampton Beach Chamber of Commerce. And then...
Mr. President of the Chamber of Commerce. Yes,
yes. He had... we had picked and arbitrarily named it his birthday.
Yes, that's right.
And there's also the... Seabrook for the nuclear reactor. If it's a rainy day, you can visit the... There's an exhibit on... nuclear
heavy
power. Our good friend Mike and his buddy Norm thought, you know, heavy water, you know, they would get a hernia carrying it.
Right.
But the there's also a marshland and interpretive center there as well in Seabrook. So you've got nature coexisting right beside the beside modern technology. So I think that summarizes to a great extent what New England as a whole is. It's the modernity of today's amenities, what people are looking for in a vacation, but also the rustic atmosphere and nature and the way things used to be. I mean,
I noticed a renaissance happening in New England, though, especially in the Waterbury area. I mean, we've seen it also happening north of Boston. It's spreading north because just a couple of years ago, these places, they weren't anywhere near as friendly. They weren't anywhere near as many nice things to do, and people have been buying up the bed and breakfasts. They've been fixing them up. I mean, take Len Vignola again, for instance. This is a man who basically put his own inn together, but he didn't just stop there. He went around to greet all the people. There's like an association of them.
Yes,
now.
The Waterbury Tourism Council.
All know each other. You go to the restaurants. The food is incredible. We go to an Italian restaurant called the Villa Tregara. Awesome place.
Yes, and actually the chef Tony DiRocco, he began his career when he came over from Europe here in Montreal. A lot of people have relocated to the Waterbury area, and it has become the epicurean capital of Vermont, manufacturing food products and great restaurants as well.
I mean they got the Ben and Jerry's factory, and I mean that's the least of it. They've got the chocolate factory, and they have sugar-free chocolates. Believe it or not, we thought it was too good to be true, but it really is true.
Yes, and Cold Hollow Cider Mill.
Well, that's a place, you know. You never knew. It like 1-800-3, you know, 3-Apple.
1-800-3-Apple.
Did you say free?
Not free. Number three. Different than the free apples. That's something else. And 1-800-3-Apples. And this is great apple cider.
But it's not just the apple cider. I mean, I figure, what is it? Place makes apple cider. That's it. You walk into the place, smells like apples and cinnamon through the whole
apple
place.
Apple and cinnamon. Oh. Great homemade fresh donuts. Voted best donuts in the state of Vermont.
I had imaginary donuts.
Yes, and also, yes, you couldn't touch them. You just had to, salivate thinking about them.
I was good on my holiday.
Yes, very good. Congratulations.
I stuck to my diet.
Stuck to your diet.
I went to the chocolate place. I went to Ben & Jerry's. I went to the Cold Hollow Cider Mill, and I didn't have a thing.
No, must have been sheer torture. And
It was, they do have the sugar-free products, which were okay, and... The Cold Hollow Cider Mill, again, is all natural.
Yes, and
you see them, they press the apples.
How it's pressed. You watch a video on how it's done. You watch it, not all the preservatives added. I mean, this is natural goodness. And, it was a great place, Cold Hollow Cider Mill. And one
has
of just many.
Has been an hour already?
Yes, it just whizzes by, and we look back and say, an hour. Where is that hour gone?
Well, as the theme song says once again, it's always great to go out on holidays, but it's that much nicer coming back home once again to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
And next week here on Travel World, from 11 to noon, we'll be spending the hour talking about Vermont. Len Vignola from the Black Locust Inn with the up-close and personal look at Waterbury, the area he's decided to make his new home, and Sandra Phillips from Smart Shopping Montreal. She went on one of Manny Witt's extravaganzas to southern Vermont, so she'll be telling us about that. So a whole hour on Vermont. Great weekend getaways just down the road.
Thanks for listening to Travel World again, everybody. I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford. Thanks for joining us. Next week, 11 to noon, right here on Travel World on AM 600, CIQC, News and Information Radio, that's interactive.
This is AM 600.